This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. It's that time again. The BB&T Atlanta Open is heading your way to Atlantic Station. And I have in the studio tour director Eddie Gonzalez. Eddie, it's that time of year that we look forward to all year long.
Thank you for having me. Yes, July 21st to the 29th, once again at Atlantic Station. A lot of new exciting things this year. I'm excited to share with you.
Every year, I think you can't top it, but you do.
Well, that is a challenge every year. You always want to make it bigger and better, and that's what we spend all year doing, is trying to plan the event so we can have that experience. So even if we have our diehard fans that come every year, they come and they see that we've listened to them and we've tried to make changes for the better.
Well, last year was my first year, and I had an absolute blast. My kids loved it. I loved it. I saw the Bryan Brothers play. My year was made. I don't need anything else for the rest of the year.
Wonderful. I hope to have you back this year.
I will be back for sure. Okay, let's talk about it. How are we kicking the tournament off?
So this year we're doing something new, and that we're having a kickoff concert on the stadium court. So that'll be Saturday night, July 21st. And the kickoff concert is featuring Home Free. They won the NBC Sing-Off that was an a cappella competition, and
they market
themselves as being the only country a cappella group. And these guys are entertaining. You wouldn't even know that they don't have instruments because they're just so talented. And so a $29 ticket on Saturday night to have an hour and a half of great family entertainment.
That would be tremendous. Okay, then what are some of the players? Name some names. Name drop for us that we're going to.
All right, so we'll start with our defending champ, Big John Isner, University of Georgia alum. He is the most successful player in our history. He's won it four out of the last 5 years, so he comes back to defend his title. And most recently, the only person that's beaten him was in 2016, Nick Kyrgios. Mm-hmm. So Nick won the tournament 16, couldn't come back last year because of some hip issues, but he'll be back with us. And he's what I define as the New York Yankees of tennis. You either love him or you hate him.
Okay.
So he's polarizing because he is an emotional player. He wears his emotions
on
his...
That's fun to watch, though.
So he is fun to watch because so many of the players are talented and they're such great athletes, but there's no personality, or you don't get to see the personalities come through. With Nick, good or bad, you get to see his personality.
I love that.
And he is probably the most talented athletic player. I hope that the fans come out and see Nick, because he's just oozing in talent. We have the Bryan Brothers, as you mentioned. We have Jack Sock that ended up the year last year as 8th in the world. Our finalist last year, Ryan Harrison, and a lot of young Americans that are really on the verge of greatness, from Francis Tiafoe, Jared Donaldson, Taylor Fritz, maybe not some household names, but you get to see these guys so up close and personal. So there's a short list of some of our marquee players.
You know, when you say you get to see them up close and personal, there is not a bad seat in the place. I mean, to say you're up close and personal, you are, no matter where you're sitting. It's a prime seat.
Well, you're right, and you got to experience it last year. Our worst seat is, I think, 13 rows from the court.
Yeah.
So that's like a courtside box at any other major sporting event. That's a $39 ticket to be 12, 13 rows from the court. And so we do like the intimate stadium that we have. So that way you get to see the 140-mile-an-hour serve, the quickness of covering the court, and, of course, the great Midtown Skyline views behind.
Oh, absolutely. And we have to say that parking is a breeze at Atlantic Station.
You know, it is. And getting to Atlantic Station is very accessible. There's multiple ways to get in and get out. There's 7,000 covered parking spaces at Atlantic Station. Atlantic Station has been such a great venue partner for us. The hotel is right there on site. Restaurants, shops, the the parking. I mean, it's the only tournament in the world that the players can actually walk to their matches. And you know, the players, you see them at Publix or, you know, going to the ice cream or...
Well, just... now I know where to stalk the Bryan brothers.
Exactly. Yes. And Nick Kyrgios's mother 2 years ago went to Publix every day cooking him home-cooked meals. So that way, that probably was part of his success, was getting that home-cooked meal staying in the 12. But the other players that I wanted to mention is something we started last year. We've always said we want to be that mini U.S. Open. You know, night matches, restaurants, people watching. And so we've had that. And that's what makes the U.S. Open so special is, again, night matches, people watching, yeah. Restaurant shops. But last year we added women for the first time. So mm-hmm. we had Venus Williams, a former U.S. Yes. Open champion, come. And it was a sold-out crowd, a diverse audience. And so how do we top it this year?
Yeah.
We've got Sloane Stephens and Madison Keys, who played each other in the finals of the U.S. Open. So we're billing that as a women's U.S. Open final to kick off our event. The only men's tournament in the world that starts with a women's exhibition.
There you go.
And so Sloane just got to the finals of the French Open, and they both come in with a lot of momentum. We expect a sold-out crowd once again on that Sunday night. So I encourage your listeners, if you want to come see Sloane and Madison, don't wait to get your tickets, because that'll be a fun festive evening.
Okay, now you have partnered once again with the Giving Kitchen. So give us a little idea about what the Giving Kitchen is and why you've partnered with them again this year.
So we started with the Giving Kitchen last year, and again, part of our vision to be more than tennis. And you want to have that great foodie experience. And the Giving Kitchen is an Atlanta-based charity that their mission is to service those in the restaurant industry that come across hard times. So what I'll call the foodie community really knows the Giving Kitchen because of some of the great foodie charity sure. events that they put on. So partnering with the Giving Kitchen, they've really elevated the foodie experience at the tournament. And to give you an example, if you sit in the first two rows of our event in what we call our Lexus Inner Circle seats, that gives you access into the Lexus Lounge. And inside the Lexus Lounge, private air-conditioned space with premium open bar and food. And so if you come every day, there's a different restaurant or chef being featured in there. So I think on a daily basis, that ticket is a $225 ticket. So it includes parking, includes sitting in the first two rows, and includes open bar and food. And we've got 10 to 12 different restaurants every day. And so it is a great foodie experience, you know, with the Giving Kitchen and their ability to help bring those restaurants into the Lexus Lounge.
Great charity. Can you, off the top of your head, name a couple of the restaurants that were going to be there?
Yes, we've got the Shed at Glenwood, Fogo de Chao,
oh, wow.
Oku. And the way I described it earlier this week is that we say Atlanta's an international city. Tennis is an international sport, and the Giving Kitchen has done a great job of having an eclectic variety of international themed restaurants. So from Korean to Japanese to American farm to table to Brazilian, just a really cool experience each day inside that Lexus Lounge.
Now, we have some family weekends throughout the tournament where kids get in free.
We do. So once again, our first weekend, July 21st and 22nd, Kids Weekend presented by Cigna, in which kids 17 and under get in for free with a paid adult simply for supervision. It's a chance to let families experience the tournament on our first weekend, and we're convinced that they have a good time and they want to come back later on in the week. So that's something we started a few years ago. We continue that tradition, letting kids come for free.
Well, my kids still talk about the tournament that we, the night we went last year. So I know that they're going to want to go again this year. So that will be something that's definitely on our calendar.
Great.
Well, what about the high school days and the college night?
So college night is something that we also take great pride in, being the only tournament in the world that has a college night. And the analogy I give there is that University of Georgia's football team had a great year this past year.
Yes,
you know,
they
winning
did.
The Rose Bowl, getting the national championship. But there's no way Georgia's football team could never play against the Falcons or the Patriots for real. But on our college night, we give a college kid the opportunity to play for real at night as our feature match. And so last year was Georgia Tech. This year it's our friends at University of Georgia. So Atlanta's own Emil Reinberg, a rising senior at University of Georgia on their men's tennis team, has been given a wild card. And so he will play at night as our feature match on that Tuesday night. We've got Uga going to be here. No pressure. Now, Emil is a kid that rises to the occasion. So he'll represent himself and the University of Georgia very well that night. But it's a dream come true for him to get to play as our feature match. And we tie in earlier in the day, kind of high school day, Hispanic initiatives, because the progression is we want kids to come and dream to play high school tennis, college tennis, or even like Emil, one day maybe get to play in the BB&T Atlanta Open. So that's part of the whole theme that day on July 24th that culminates with Emil playing that night.
Isn't Atlanta one of the largest tennis communities, cities in the country?
You know, we can take it a step further. We can say in the world.
So, really?
Yeah. So according to Scarborough Research, there's 347,000 people in Metro Atlanta that share that common passion for tennis. And that's because the Atlanta tennis community with Alta and USTA has done a great job from the leagues. So you don't see too many neighborhoods in Metro Atlanta without a couple tennis courts, because you need at least two to play your local Alta or USTA. So really shame on us with such a captive audience if we can't be successful. And that really is a big part of our success, having the support of Alta and USTA membership coming to the tournament.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you how to get tickets to this fabulous event, the BB&T Atlanta Open, July the 21st through the 29th at Atlantic Station. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with all your ticket information. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, put this on your to-do and on your calendar list. It's the BB&T Atlanta Open, played at Atlantic Station, July the 21st through the 29th. Folks, if you want family fun, this is it. And I have tour director Eddie Gonzalez in the studio. And I know folks are dying to find out how they can be a part of this, Eddie.
Yeah, so the easiest thing to do is just go to our website, bbtatlantaopen.com. That's where we have the link for tickets. And yes, we're a 9-day event, but every day is a different theme, as we've talked about, from the kids' weekend to the college night, even the Friday night fireworks presented by Coca-Cola, Ladies' Day. There's something for everybody each day. And so encourage your listeners, if they've never been, come on out. Start with the home free concert on the Saturday night with that $29 ticket. Great family entertainment. You get to see the venue and be a part of Atlantic Station. And then hopefully you have such a good time you want to come back. But bbtatlantaopen.com.
Are there packages you can buy if you want to come more than one day?
If you go to the website, we've got a lot of that information there, and we've got discounts each day. And so, yes.
So what are you most proud of when you think about the tournament, Eddie?
You know, the thing that pleases me the most is when I hear from somebody that's never been to the tournament come and say what a great time they had. So that's where I really encourage your listeners that have never been, come and let us show you what a great time a tennis tournament can be. And the joke we like to tell is that it's a party and a tennis match breaks out. So have your listeners come on out and be a part of the party.
You know, you don't have to be on a tennis team or follow tennis to have a good time.
No, no. That's what we feel like. It's just great family fun and entertainment each day. And that's why I'm excited to share all the exciting things we have going on this year with you and your listeners.
Maybe pick up a new hobby.
Maybe pick up a new hobby. Well, look forward to seeing you and your kids out there once again.
Absolutely. Okay, what's that website once again?
bbtatlantaopen.com, and we'll see you and your listeners out there.
All right, thank you. You've been listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. If you've been to Pot City Market and made it onto the roof, then you know what a special place that is to see the entire skyline, to enjoy some carnival games and great food. And I've brought in my foodie correspondent David Danzig to talk about it, who brought it to my attention first, like he does everything. And then I've brought in Mandy and Kelvin Slater, who had the concept to do a rooftop terrace and deck on top of Pot City Market and turn it into what it is today, which is a multifaceted, just fun. Lots of great places to eat, lots of family fun. And so, first of all, Mandy and Kelvin, you are both entrepreneurs and in the restaurant industry. So which one of you had the bright idea first that Pont City Market had some potential?
Well, hello. Thanks for having us. Mm-hmm. Happy to be here. I guess that would be me. I got... you know, Kelvin and I were selling a business and a restaurant concept that we had started in Atlanta and back in 2015, and we were looking for something else to do in the city and had done some traveling and found some things in New York, and we were in Italy and Austin, and just some fun things that we thought Atlanta didn't have yet. So when we got back, we were searching for a location and got an email I think from the Business Chronicle, just said that Pont City Market was going to have opportunities on their roof. So I just didn't really ask Kelvin about that and went ahead and sent it to our broker at the time, who was looking for locations for us for other things we were cooking up. And then I said, what do you know about this? What can you find out? So that's kind of how that got started. And I don't even think we had been to the property yet at all, but I just had heard about it. There was a lot of buzz.
Everyone knew the old Sears and Roebuck building, and then it was City Hall East.
Right.
And then it just was derelict for many years.
Yes. So we knew what was happening down there, but we hadn't really seen it for ourselves yet. But we just kind of knew there was a lot of buzz. So after the email came out, we started, you know, hanging around there, and hadn't really been to the roof yet, but we were still hopeful.
Were you able to go to the roof?
No.
That is a funny story, because we were actually starting our negotiations with Jamestown, and we had not seen it. We were just doing the whole deal. We went up. We were going to go one day, but then it started to rain, so we couldn't go then. So the next time we were going to go, Mandy couldn't make it, and so I had an opportunity to go up to the roof and see it for the first time. And, you know, I had to control myself. Yes. I had to, like, okay, this is okay. This is okay.
You were trying to play it cool, right?
Yes,
Right, right. You weren't trying to be like, oh, my gosh.
So then I stepped aside. I text Mandy. I'm like, this is it. This is where we want to be. So,
and that's what you get a sense of when you get up to that roof. You take the freight elevator up. So for those of you who don't know, you know, Pont City Market is really one of the great developments really in the country. I mean, how they've done such a spectacular job of taking this massive multi-million square foot building and turning it into this, you know, experiential walk basically back into yesteryear for Atlanta in a lot of ways. But do you take the original freight elevator 10 stories up or 11 stories up? Yep. And then you get a nice little there's a explanation as you go up to get a little building history, and the doors open up, and you're kind of up on this rooftop, and you look and you see downtown, you see Midtown, you see Buckhead. It's quite a vista. And so I'm sure when you saw it, you had the same experience that the patrons have now when they go up there.
Yes, it was. And, you know, the other thing about it was still exciting, but nothing was on the roof at that time.
Right.
You know, so we had to, now we were able to put the vision together and saying that there's very few times that you get the chance to have a view and create a concept around that. So, like,
instead of having the concept and then going
just your average, you know, just what we're used to, just being, you know, on the ground level. But, you know, when you have the opportunity to do both, it does create something special and unique.
Yeah. And so, just to also paint more of a picture of what you guys have done up there, it really feels like, like a 1920s carnival experience. And you have, I mean, tell us about some of the games and the, you know, just sort of the research that you went in, because it's not, it wasn't just like you called, you know, some vendor to come bring in some games. I mean, you guys put a lot of vision into the experience up there.
Yeah, so we, you know, Jamestown is our, and they're the developers and the real estate developers who are the vision really behind the whole property and also partially for the roof. So that was kind of their baby as well. That was their the crown jewel, if you will, on the building. And so they really had the vision and the idea surrounding the Boardwalk Games and had done a little bit of that work before we got on the scene. So we knew there was a kind of a baseline mm-hmm. of the golf course and the games. And then we, when we, you know, took over the roof and basically, you know, that's how they turned it over to us. So we then developed Skyline Park and the system for the prizes and the game, you know, the food and the 9 Mile Station, and just kind of really developed their initial vision. So
people may not, Mandy, realize that where the Sears and Roebuck building, which is now Ponce City Market, sits, was a carnival at one time,
right,
on Ponce.
Yeah, so it was an old-timey amusement park, which really started from the natural spring, the Ponce de Leon spring. That the spring, and people would come there to cool off and enjoy the spring, and that area just became so popular that they eventually built an amusement park around it. And so that's kind of their, you know, was the inspiration for a rooftop
I love how
amusement
you kept
park.
The history and the nostalgia of the building
Absolutely.
Intact and incorporated it into the concept.
Yeah.
It really makes it feel exactly what you want the patron to feel. I mean, I feel nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
You kept so much of what the intact of the Sears and Roebuck. I think the freight elevator is exactly as it was on day mm-hmm. one, maybe a little rustier.
A little more use,
okay.
Probably now.
A little
now.
More use, yeah, exactly. Your dishwasher came through there as it was coming to your house. But
there's like a purity to it. You know, there's like, it's almost like, because it feels, I mean, it doesn't feel old. It feels new, but it's old timey, mm-hmm. you know. It's manual games. There's no video games. There's no you know. You're on a set almost.
It's
right.
It's like the little
ring toss
and
ski ball
and basketball. Right. Yeah,
and basketball, and then you know the actual ride. What do you call it again?
It's called a Heiji Tower.
Tower. Yeah. You pull yourself up and you get the skyline view. But it sort of makes you appreciate it's like before iPhones and phones and you know things like that. There's an
innocence simpler time.
To it. Simpler right. time.
So you've had the tower that you've been looking at during this point. So
yes.
What to do with the
right.
tower that's like the pinnacle mm-hmm. of the Roebuck building?
That's right. It's the iconic tower of the whole entire building of Ponce City Market now.
It,
right. Well, you know, for a while
we didn't
do anything mm-hmm. with it for a while, yeah. But you know, we always had our eye on it, and so just trying to really envision what would complement what we already have on the roof. And, you know, how could it best serve our guests as well? And we really listened to what people that were coming up there were already asking for. And that was another, you know, like an extension of the lobby into the mm-hmm. bar. So we've turned it into RFD Social. And
okay, you've got to explain where
okay.
RFD came from.
Because okay.
I love, love, love this story.
Okay. So RFD, it stands for Radio Farmers Democracy. And it's basically was a radio program that was broadcast by WSB back in the 1920s, so in 26 when the building first opened. And it was a radio program for farmers that they could gather around the dinner table, which was really lunch.
Mm-hmm.
They called lunch dinner.
Right.
Called dinner supper.
Yeah.
And so it was basically they from 12 to 1 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they would gather around the dinner table and listen to music, which was the beginnings of bluegrass and country music, really.
So that really started here on WSB.
Yeah.
That is right, yes.
I just told Mandy and Kelvin what WSB stands for. And that was, do you know what it stands for?
Welcome South Brother.
Welcome South Brother, absolutely.
Yes. I did not know that.
That's a great link to the heritage
that's
of
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are just, so I saw the parlor, which is on the 10th floor, and it's incredible, and it's got great radio
memorabilia
in there. It definitely feels like, in, you know, we're walking into the old WSB studios from the 20s, I guess. So tell us more about that, and then also the Roebuck Room. So,
well, I wonder if you don't mind. There's a story behind. I'm the kind of the story person. There's a story behind the RFD Social because when we opened the park, that was actually a drink, RFD Ricky, that was on the menu. And we had already done some research about what we were going to name the park and all that, and that came up. So it kind of, and we're working with a consulting company, Blue Orbit, and they were threw out some names. So when it was time to do the tower, it kind of just, we were listed at, and that name came back. So we knew we were going to name it at that point because it had that much more meaning at that time. So it was really a good way that name had already been picked at one time, and now we just applied it to the actual where it should have been to go with.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting short on time for this segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about some new things that you have coming up at the Tower and the Skyline Park and the Ponce City Mark deck and terrace. And we're going to let the listeners in on what's happening up there so they can take part in it. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're here with the owners and creators behind the Ponce City Roof and Skyline Park and Nine Mile Station. And there is more coming to the rooftop deck
at
Ponce
City
Market.
Yes.
So, Mandy, what's happening?
So, we're talking about RFD Social. That's the tower that we've built out. And we've got three levels, basically, of fun and exciting stuff. So first floor is what we're calling the parlor, and that's the extension right off the lobby. So it's a bar, just a place for people to gather, and there's some parlor games in there, some comfortable furniture. It's just a nice break from Skyline Park.
Yeah.
And so we've got that as well open to the public. And then the next floor up is what we're calling the Roebuck Room. It's our private event space. We've got meeting rooms in there and breakout rooms, and so that's really beautiful as well. And then on the 12th floor, we have a little surprise for people. So
a surprise,
a surprise.
Okay,
yes.
We're not going to get a hint of
we're,
that
we're
surprise.
Well, let's just call it all about cocktails.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do we need a password for said surprise?
I know. Is it a speakeasy?
Well, it's more, we're a private cocktail club.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're using it for private events and probably going to run into a private experience. So.
And then this coming week, you have a great way to check out all these new
So we
pieces.
Have a fun kickoff event called The Revival. So we're reviving the tower. And we've got the Quiet Hounds performing. They're basically an indie rock group. So they'll be performing, and we've got cocktails and food and a full tour of the space. And so tickets are available on our site at PonceCityRoof.com. So that should be a super fun night.
Okay, PonceCityRoof.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if I have an out-of-town guest who's like, got a night, you know, I was like 24 hours in town, I pretty much bring them to Ponce City Market and
every
to the
time.
Roof.
I do the same.
Every time. That and the Beltline, it's such an incredible, you guys have done just such an incredible job, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very proud of what you've done.
Thanks.
Thank you for turning an eyesore into the neighborhood gym.
Yes.
thank you.
Folks, you've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Strippers are fishing for a win at Couray Field.
The Gwinnett Strippers' next homestand at Couray Field begins Monday, July 16th, goes through the 22nd with a Mike Fultonevich bobblehead night, 6:05 on Saturday the 21st. For tickets, GoStrippers.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Belinda Skelton, and I'm sitting here with my good friend, Carolyn Redwine, who's just had Prelix at the Woodham's Eye Clinic. Carolyn, have you had yet that one moment since you've had surgery that you were like, wow, everything is so different?
Yes, several moments, actually. One was standing in my kitchen going, oh, my goodness, I really need to clean that cabinet a little better. things like that. And then my husband actually was a little wary about me having the surgery, and he said, I'm a little afraid that you'll see what I really look like. And so I told him afterwards, well, I didn't realize you were quite that handsome.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Tremendous difference, because I can see everything so clearly now. It's amazing.
See, listeners, what are you waiting for? Go to Woodham's Eye Clinic today and see if you're a candidate for Prelex. Go to woodhamseye.com. That's woodhamseye.com.
Gridlock alert, vehicle fire, knocked out two left lanes.
If you're stuck in Atlanta traffic and you want to turn that frown upside down, turn on WSB.
I want to see you smile.
WSB Smiling Mark McKay is the only one flying above you each morning. And with triple team traffic coverage, Smiling and the team will have your commute route covered with in-depth, accurate reporting.
Highway 78, your number one alternate.
It's the smile you get every 6 minutes, every morning. Smiling Mark McKay, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.